Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections, Craig Latimer, wrote in an email today that the state has taken an important first step in ensuring healthy elections in 2020. Latimer says Florida has accepted CARES funding from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. It will be used at the state and local levels to help offset COVID-19-related expenses for federal elections in 2020. Latimer is the current president of the Florida Supervisors of Elections Association. The Tampa Bay Times reports Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that people who have lost their jobs during the pandemic are to blame for massive problems with the state's unemployment application program. DeSantis claimed that 99.99% of people who successfully applied for unemployment in the last 2 months have been paid. That is a demonstrably false statement by the governor. Most applicants have not been paid. A Department of Economic Opportunity spokesperson said the department was reviewing DeSantis' statement. DeSantis is rolling out what he calls full phase one of reopening. Ryan Daly has more on what that will look like starting Monday.
We did not exhaust everything that we could have done in phase one.
The governor's full phase one looks a little bit more like the White House's phase one guidelines, further opening up capacity in restaurants and retail businesses in the state for starters.
We are now going effective Monday to operating up to 50% capacity. And a lot of that is based off the spacing of the tables, or if you have some type of partition, because I've had some restaurateurs tell me, hey, I got plexiglass, my booths, I can't move them, but I have plexiglass. That's fine. That's effective. All we're trying to do is create a low-risk environment.
Retail businesses will also be permitted to go to 50% capacity. DeSantis says the Reopen Florida Task Force he convened to give recommendations initially suggested going immediately to 50% capacity, as other states like Texas did.
So I think that that's something that a lot of the people in the restaurant industry were hoping for. I think it can be done safely. A lot of other states already went to that right off the bat. My initial recommendation was to do 50% for my task force. I wanted to ease into it, but I think that they've really thought well about it.
Another significant development in reopening, gyms and fitness centers will be permitted to begin operating again on Monday.
Make sure that you have the respect the social distancing capacity. I would say for some of these places like CrossFit that do outdoor training, that's great. The outdoor stuff, again, that's a lower risk environment in an outdoor than if you're inside a stuffy room in a gym.
And if you're going to work out at an indoor gym, DeSantis says,
sanitize machines and surfaces after use. I mean, that should be happening anyways. I mean, if you're sweating on the dip bar, clean the dip bar when you're done doing dips. I mean, come on.
Museums and libraries can also begin opening to the public at 50% capacity after the weekend.
That'll be local governments can obviously make those calls in terms of the museums and libraries that they're operating.
Though the governor has said he wants to get to yes on visitation in nursing homes and long-term care facilities, the phase one guidelines from the state and Washington both prohibit visits. DeSantis says in this expanded first phase, testing for nursing home staff will be the focus.
We want all staff to be tested, and that's just very important. That's going to be a multi-pronged approach. We do need long-term care facilities who have the ability to self-test to let us know. We can provide the lab capacity, we can provide the supplies.
DeSantis also this week announced Florida's most affected counties of Miami-Dade and Broward will join the rest of the state in phase one after the weekend. I'm Ryan Daly.
As businesses reopen in more of the U.S., more than 4 out of 5 states still fall short of the COVID-19 testing levels that public health experts say are necessary to safely ease lockdowns. That's according to an Associated Press analysis. Rapid widespread testing is considered essential to tracking and containing the coronavirus, but an AP analysis of metrics developed by Harvard's Global Health Institute indicates that 41 states, including Florida, fail to test widely enough to drive their infections below a key benchmark. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, warned Congress this week of needless suffering and death if the U.S. moves too quickly to reopen the economy. The Hillsborough County State Attorney's Office announced today that it has dropped the case against a pastor who was arrested for ignoring safer at home directives by holding crowded church services. The state attorney says since his arrest, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown has maintained responsible social distancing on his church campus while engaging with community leaders in a dialogue about the best path forward for his congregation. It goes on to say that further prosecution or punishment would not provide increased protections for our community and is not needed to achieve any additional change in Pastor Howard Brown's behavior. Well, tonight it will be partly cloudy and breezy with overnight lows in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and hot with high temperatures in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org. Have a great weekend. Stay home and stay safe.